101.3's Fashionista is Joan on the phone, Lincoln. Yeah, we're still not letting people in the studio. And today we're going to Paris. What's up? Ooh, how?
Paris.
Ooh, Paris.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to Paris. You guys aren't going to Paris. No. But Paris does equal fashion. We all know that, right? Mm-hmm. We get our trends from those famous fashion designers and runways. Well, now it looks like their influence is not only taking over our closets, but our homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my other division of my store has home decor, so you know, I kind of pay attention to that. Well, things are changing pretty quickly, just like fashion, regarding home decor. And the Parisian style of home decor for 2022 is hot, hot, hot. It's like a, you know, those fine garments, you know, with the embellishments and rhinestones. Mm-hmm. It's, Parisian decor has features like those gilded mirrors and sculptures and anything extraordinary over the top.
Over the top. That's what I was thinking.
Right, yeah. I mean, have you guys decided to change up your home interiors at all during COVID?
No, I'm pretty minimalist. See, I grew up with the Italian Renaissance, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
So, well, you know.
I've been looking at mine, though, and thinking of changing things, though, Joan. Because it's just after a while, it's been years, you know, you want to change it up a little.
Sure. I mean, your lifestyle changes a little bit in the way you entertain, especially during COVID. So instead of looking at the same old art, you know, the Paris designers have decided that, okay, listen to this. They call vintage heirloom accents.
Ooh, that's marketing at its best. I love that.
So nostalgia reigns when it comes to, you know, enhancing your home decor with, you know, even those little splashes of chandeliers that, you know, a lot of people aren't, you know, using those anymore, or glass candelabras and brass. So, you know, our home decor needs to be functional and needs us to escape the craziness of the outside world. So change is on the horizon.